jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Live from New York, it's Friday morning. That's where we are, folks, coming to you from, I guess, Long Island, or as I always heard him say, Long Island. I think that's the way the Easterners talk, Long Island. We're at Long Island at the Hear the Watchman event out here, the spiritual warfare training with Russ Dizdar and Sherry Dizdar, Shelly Dizdar, and Russ's team with Tom Dunn and Sherry, and a very, very small group with them. Looking forward to maybe 125, 150 people coming. This is a little bit different, Hear the Watchman, because it's not everybody gets up there and talks. It's a specific spiritual training workshop being put on by Russ and his team. And I'm excited to be here. Rob Pugh's here someplace. I haven't seen him. I know he and Lisa came in last night. My wife, Michelle, and I, we had dinner with Russ and Mike Kerr and Jeannie and Tom and, again, Sherry. And it was really, really, really good. And I slept really good last night. Got up this morning, been doing a lot of show prep and really trying to move forward. And just about, golly, just get frustrated by so many things. I'm not gonna let the devil get me down. It's not personal frustrations. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just this. I guess I got kind of inspired or despired or whatever this morning. Pardon me when I look away. It's beautiful here, and I'm just stream of consciousness here for a minute. I was listening to Mike Heath today, and thank God Mike's back in the battle up there in Maine. And maybe, I don't know if Mike's in here with us. Maybe at some point he can explain a little bit about what's going on. But he read from the scriptures today, and then I was listening and thinking, why don't we want to win? Why don't we want to win? And I got up this morning, and I started to do my show prep, which I do every morning before I get up about 5 or 5:30. And I was up early this morning today, even though we're here at the hotel, I was up early. And I just began to run down through the litany of news of things that in every area you look, the left is on the march. They are cramming, they are forcing their agenda down our throats. They show no mercy. They do not give up. They double down. They never back up. And we go around, we pat ourselves on the back because we showed up one time with 50 people, and we think, boy, we got them now. Boy, we showed up now. We got them. No. No, that's not the way the game's played. You know, it'd be great. I remember one game when I was coaching football back in 1989. We were just trying to get good when I was at London High School in Ohio. And I remember we returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And I had this terrible feeling in my stomach. I said, oh, my God, Lord, that was too easy. That was too easy. And the rest of the game, that's the way we played. We thought when we scored that first touchdown, when we returned that opening kickoff, the game was over and the game was just getting started. That's Chappaqua. That's what we did at Chappaqua. That's what Mike Heath did yesterday in Maine. That's what many of us are trying to do. And meanwhile, the homosexuals, the sexual deviants, the perverts are, oh, that doesn't sound very Christian to you, does it? They're going from one library to another library to another library to another library to another library. They never quit. My wife, we have one coming to our local one here in Licking County, here in the Newark, Ohio area. And my wife asked me a profound quote. We were riding together out yesterday. What a ride that was. I'll tell you that story. We're riding out here together, and Michelle said to me, a mic drop. They're doing
transgender cross-dressing perverts in the library where our children go directly. They are directing their attempts at children. Let me get closer here. They are directing their perversion towards children. Jesus said it'd be better for you. They put a millstone around your neck and threw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead even one of these little ones that believe in me. Jesus said that. You know, he wasn't talking to the perverts. He was talking to us no-verts. Never do anything verts. The perverts are kicking the no-verts butts, right? So the mic drop moment was when I got the call. I always get the call. I always get the call. Hey, Coach Dave, the cross-dressers are coming to the Newark Public Library. You know what my initial reaction is? Call your freaking pastor! That's my initial reaction, always. But before I even could get it out of my mouth, my sweet little wife of 39 years says to me, "Honey, you think any pastors would respond?" That was Michelle's mic drop moment on my trip to New York. They have men dressed like women coming in and indoctrinating young children. Women, 12 years old. They're old enough to get, I guess, 12-year-olds. Now, listen. Not in anything sexual. No. They're on how to do makeup and put on eyeshadow. And we have people running library boards who somehow think this is normal. And I watch federal judges block a duly elected law of the people of a particular state to say, in our state, we are going to protect unborn babies. And a judge has the gonads to block the law. And I said, "Lord, what is going on? Where is our side? Where is our team? Why won't our team get involved? What is going on?" I listened to Doug Hagman last night. We've done something there, boys and girls. I wasn't talking about the Hagman report. I was talking about Doug Hagman being on with Keith Hansen. Maybe I'll get to that here in a second. But Doug Hagman's leading the charge, baby. All those big talkers, I can name all of them. I can name all of the big talkers who were too chicken. Dare I say that? I'll say it again in case they didn't hear me. Too chicken to get out in the streets. All those big talkers, all talking about Obama, talking about Hillary, all talking about Trump and the deep state. And those big talkers were too damn scared to come to Chappaqua, New York. Doug Hagman called him out. God bless Doug Hagman. I'm just stream of consciousness here. Bear with me, man. I got to get this off my chest. And then I listen, I'm not feeling sorry for me and I'm not sucking my thumb. I was listening today at the end of the show. And poor old Mike Heath has to beg for money. Has to beg for money. Because he's out there fighting this crap. He has to beg for money. "Please, could you send me $20, please?" Meanwhile, the coffers at your church are overflowing with smoke machines and digitally effects and parking lot pavement. Well, do we want to? Is there somehow? Somebody help me out. Is there somehow some glory in losing? Is that what it is? Are Christians somehow more Christ-like when they lose?
No, we've not been taught to keep the fight up, Coach. That's what it is.
Is this the sickness that's come upon us? We win in the endness. We win in the end. We win in the end. And I'm not going to dive into this one, but I'm going to I'm going to skirt by it. I'm going to drive down the road, and I'm going to take the bypass because I'm not going to talk all about it. And we'll say this. If those standing there, when Jesus talked about the signs of the end times, the signs of the times, said, those who see these signs, he said, you're going to see the Lord's return. And that when Israel was formed, that all of a sudden, clock started running. This generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. I'm looking around. How long is a generation? 40 years? 50 years? 60 years? We just passed the 70th anniversary of Israel. And I'm not going to jump on anybody because they believe in the rapture or the pre-tribulation rapture. God bless you. Are you working while the sun shines because the day cometh when no man can work? And all these churches that are sitting around waiting for the skies to split, for Jesus to return, is that what Jesus would have them to do? If the end was winding down, the great climax of all of humanity, the crescendo, the cataclysmic kaboom, the what do they call that? The grand finale? He'd have us sitting in our churches taking Viagra? That's the way this whole thing's supposed to wind down for the church? Viagra and vacations? Viagra, vacations, and Facebook. We've been paralyzed. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Somebody can pipe in. Vinny Tretch and I walked all over him.
Hey,
come
Coach.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up, Coach. I'm out there, brother.
I'm just getting started, man. Yeah. But Jeff, listen. I want you guys to know something. The guys in the huddle, particularly, and the guys that I don't even know that are listening to the huddle. God bless you guys. I was so encouraged this week when we went to Chappaqua. All the hoots and the howls that everybody gave us, and you weren't going to do it, it would never work. And to hear that story of Randy going and putting his hands on that thing and punching through that threshold does my heart more good than you'll ever know. But, you know, I heard Doug Hagman say on that show last night, where the hell's everybody else? Where is everybody else? Remember the old adage, I'm looking for someone else? My arm's getting sore. What is it? Maybe that's the question today. What is it, fellas? What is it that won't compel men to come out of hiding? What is it that won't compel godly men to stand up and fight for their libraries, for heaven's sakes? What is it? Listen, don't tell me money. Well, it's 501c3 money. What the hell is it? What is it that paralyzes men? They're eating your children. They're eating your neighbor's children. I got to show this video. I wasn't going to do it. I'm going to do it now. Hey, Jared, go, hang on with me, folks. This just came to me. I pondered whether to do this or not. It's time to do it. I'm sorry. It's just time to do it. Jared, punch on the one that says feminists. Now, I'm not going to say this person's name, and I'm not going to give any credit to him, okay? Let me come back here. here's what we're fighting. This is a website. Don't anybody mention the name, okay? Y'all know who to do. Anybody miss it? Don't give her any credit. I want to show you something. She's not even smart enough to be embarrassed. Go to the top of that page again, Jared. It's called the Radical Pro-Abortion Extremists. And they wear shirts sometimes that say something about witches, okay? And so scroll on down, Jared, so everybody can see this. Because I know she's watching, or one of her friends are watching, and she thinks she gets under my skin, but she doesn't get under my skin. I'm showing you this for a purpose, okay? Go on down, Jared. Now, look at this right here. Unless you want Coach Dave to be your boyfriend, buy a effing flag. So they're I'm in the middle of that picture, of course, and some girls, I don't know what they're wrapping their body in. They're radical abortionists. This is what we're up against, see? Now, hang on, Jesus loves everybody crowd. Hang on. I'm going to show you something. Keep scrolling down, Jared. Maybe I'm not in the right spot. Maybe I'm not. Okay, now. These folks are aggressive. See, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, and evil men flee when no one pursues. Hey, Jared, I think I want you. Let's pull. Don't. I want you, Jared. Go where is? Let me find it for you. Jared, go to where it says stuff. Go to where it says stuff, folks. I want you to see this, and then click on the second one down there, Jared. It says target again, then the second one. Okay, I want you guys to see this. These people don't even have enough sense. They don't even have enough. See, they laugh and ha 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 and chuckle, and they don't even have enough sense to understand how ridiculous they look. They don't get it. See, the god of this world has blinded them. But then we have to decide. We have to decide. Jared, go to the 15-minute mark on that link. Now, this is it. I'm not going to say this. Doesn't matter. This is a gathering of people. Pause it a second there, Jared. This is a gathering of people. I believe it's in Indianapolis. Christians at the abortion clinic. And you tell me if this. See, I hope she's watching right now, because she doesn't. See, she thinks what she does is good. She doesn't even realize how sick this is, how sick she is. So here's a gathering of Christians praying outside the abortion clinic. One man starts preaching, and this, I don't even, this person right here that Jesus loves so much. By the way, I want to salute David Arthur, because every time David Arthur comes to a church, he offers to take her out to dinner, lunch. He wants to sit down one-on-one and try to offer the love of Christ to her. But see, I want to offer the love of Christ to her, but right now she's an enemy of the cross. She's an enemy of the cross. And Christ's love is available to her. But I think she's heard that so many times that she doesn't even really care. But I want you to watch. Just watch about the next couple minutes. As these people are gathered, preaching and praying, watch the boldness. Watch the boldness of this wannabe witch. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, that is in Indianapolis. It was last night. And it's just a church at Planned Parenthood. We just do a worship service.
Oh, okay. So it was last night. It was last mm-hmm. night. This is last night. She drives from Columbus, Ohio. See, we can't get people to come to Chappaqua. We can't get people to come to the clinic. And she drives from Columbus, Ohio to Indianapolis, Indiana. She brought some of her new girlfriends with her, probably. Maybe she's in love with you guys over there now. I don't know. But she's a fly on my butt. I don't care about that. But Christians, we better figure out what we're going to do with this. Go ahead, Jared. No sound. Yes. Yes, hang on. It's no good without the sound. Okay, yeah, see? Look at her right there. She's not even smart enough to be ashamed.
Real quick, too.
Go ahead, Darren. Or go ahead, Dustin.
I was just going to say real quick while he was getting the sound up, they actually, after we were done, we typically go to a nearby Chick-fil-A. They actually followed us to Chick-fil-A and tried to start a ruckus there. And we asked the manager to have them leave. They wouldn't leave. And so there was a cop in the drive-thru. And the guy who posted the video, Darren, saw it. He went out to get the cop because they were harassing us. When they noticed that they were going to get the cop, they literally ran out of Chick-fil-A. They could not get out of there fast enough.
See, here's the problem. They have no fear of Christ. They have no fear of Christians.
Right.
They have no fear of Christ. Don't mention this. Don't mention her name, okay? I'm going to tell her that the wrath of God abides on her right now. Whoever's been telling her how much Jesus loves her, listen, the wrath of God abides on you. Jared, hang on, Jared. This is important. Go to John 3. Go to John 3. We all know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And then it goes on down there, it goes on and on and on. Jared, go down to slide all the way down to the last one, Jared. The last verse. Let's start right there. No, I'm sorry. Going up a little bit farther, Jared. Jesus' last red words. That's what I was looking for. I'm sorry. Hang on. Right there. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And they get out and they parade their deeds. Right in the middle of a Christian gathering, and prayed their deeds. For everyone that doeth evil, both so clear, hateth the light. She hates the light. Neither does she come to the light, lest her deeds should be reproved. See, she should be reproved when she comes into a group of Christians, not loved. Do you understand that? Now watch this. But he that doeth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Jared, I missed. Keep on. Go back up. I missed it somewhere, Jared. I missed it. Go to the bottom. I wish I don't have my Bible with me. Go to the last verse. Oh, no. John answered and said, no. There it is. Yeah, thank you, Jared. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loves his Son and has given all things into his hand. And he or she that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. But she that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth upon her. Jesus doesn't love her. Jesus' love is available to her. Right now, she's abiding under his wrath.
Amen.
And I would say this right now, Christians. You ready? Oh, this doesn't sound very loving, very nice. It's time for some imprecatory prayers directed that way. That's spiritual warfare, by the way.
Absolutely.
Is she casting spells?
Because we need to use all means of attack.
Is she attacking us spiritually?
Yes, she is.
Jared, go ahead and play this and see if this is something that a normal. Now, listen, I hear those mercy hearts out there. Oh, Coach Dave, she's just been wounded somewhere in her life. Someone wounded her. I know. It's sad because right now the wrath of God's abiding on her. Go ahead, Jared.
Hope for the pessimist. Where's the hope for the one who's looking at the community for every day and saying, man, the world's getting worse? Well, there's three things I want you to see in this text. Three things quickly. Number one, Jesus Christ today rules through his church. He's ruling the world through his church. Listen to verse 2 again. The Lord was dancing from Zion with a mighty scepter.
Keep it running. Folks, she's going to go over and pick up a megaphone and start yelling as they're in the middle of their church at Planned Parenthood. Keep going, Jared.
From the heavenly Zion down through his church. So here's the visual. You have base command. You have captain up here in the heavens sending forth his commands and extending his rule and his authority through his church.
That's right.
And so now what does the church do? Hallelujah. We're now serving to extend and to advance the kingdom of God and his mission over all of his domain.
Yes.
And how does he do it? Not through the metal sword. He does it through the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
Through the gospel that comes forth.
Amen.
So friends, let me encourage you. As the gospel is preached on Sundays, as it's preached on Thursdays tonight,
Jared,
God is ruling.
And she's going to begin to pick up her megaphone, and she's going to be able to read off of this vile sign she has about certain types of sexual behaviors. Folks, this is not a normal person with normal behavior. You understand that? And you can hide in the quiet of your little church, in your little prayer closet, and have no idea what's going on in the demonic realm.
Yeah, Coach, she's possessed by a demon. It's clear.
That's not my call to make.
Yeah, it's my call, though.
I'll tell her this. The wrath of God abides on her. Christ loves available to her, but right now the wrath of God abides on her. If she would die, if she would die in an accident on the way home, the wrath of God abides on her, not the love of God. Go ahead, play a little bit more.
Of his enemies.
Amen.
Women, as you go home and you minister in your homes to your little kids, Jesus Christ is ruling even there.
That's right.
The gospel reigns there.
Yes.
As we bring forth prophetic words this Saturday, and we're bringing the gospel at this clinic.
That's enough, Jared.
And we're seeing babies saved.
Just trust me. She gets out her megaphone and interrupts this church service. And then she goes to Chick-fil-A and interrupts in there, and they just go around and do whatever they want to do. There is no fear of the Lord and no fear of Christians. I'm going to shut up a minute. Somebody come on in.
We have to be up to the attack, brother. That's what we have to do.
Well, yeah, I only seen her a couple times, but she gets great pleasure out of disrupting, you know, or I don't know.
She's sick, right? Let's not give her any credit. She's sick.
Oh, yeah, she's Coach, sick. And if she don't get on fire for Jesus now, she's going to be on fire for Jesus later.
That's right. But, Dale, should we be running around telling her how much Jesus loves her?
No, we should be telling her she needs to repent, like she will perish too in her wicked sin.
Amen. Hey, listen, I would sit down and have lunch with her. I would. I would try to. I have a ministry. I have a mercy heart. I'll sit down and try to have lunch with her.
Because just don't let her order for you. That's all.
No, it's not. I'm just trying to wake y'all. Okay, let's move. Nobody else wants to talk about that. I just thought it was upon me. Why? The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, not the wicked. The wicked aren't bold as lions. Why are the wicked bold and the righteous silent? That's, I guess, maybe if there's a theme, there it is again. Hey, Jared, go to Target. Click on Target. They're back at it. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're back at it.
Well, Dave, it's easy to be bold when there's no resistance.
There's no resistance.
Right.
There's no resistance. So it can just come out and just, you know, you're fighting a bunch of kindergartners. I mean, we're just helpless.
Amen.
Apparently. So, you know.
And Chad, if we do show up, our own team criticizes us because we're not showing the love of Jesus. They don't get it.
Yeah, we give everybody grace except our own people.
But Coach,
boggles my mind.
The church has become like most people with their sports. We like to sit on the couch, watch other people play, and we celebrate like we won the victory. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Well,
the players on the field, they win the game, not the person sitting on the couch. But that's the way Christianity is today. They take that approach. We'll sit on the couch and we'll rejoice if we have any victory, like we've done something.
We win in the end, Dale. We win in the end. Don't get so upset, Coach. We win in the end.
Coach, really? Jesus wins in the end, but we might not be there with him.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, they come at you. Hey.
Hang on a second, Jeff. Mike Spaulding put in the commentary, their fortresses are filled with wealth taken by theft and violence. Amen. Therefore, says the sovereign Lord, an enemy is coming. He will surround them and shatter their defenses. Then he will plunder all their fortresses. Amen. Amen. Come on in, Jeff.
Well, yeah, a lot of believers say, thank you for what you're doing and this and that. They compliment me so much. And I ask them, I could use some help. And the fear and the deer in the headlight looks is what I get.
We need to set our sights on the pastors. We need to go after our pastors. We need to go shake our shepherds. We need to expose the shepherds. Another one, they've sold out. They've either sold out the Lord, they're coward. I don't know what it is. If this is going on in our communities and our pastors don't care, then what we just saw is going to happen. Now look here up on your screen. How about this? Target, they doubled down. They always double down. You can go to Target now, and what do they have? Well, they have clothing for queers. Am I allowed to use that word? Am I going to get banned someplace because I use the term queers? Selling, advertising and selling clothes to sexual deviants. Target. And somebody says, well, let's go back out there again. Really? Go back out to Target again? I say, a pox upon your house. That's what I say. That's what I say. Why are they doing that? Because they have no fear of the Lord. Look at that crap that they're selling. How about right there, Jared? Freeze. A pride a toddler's short sleeve shirt. What's it say, Jared? Love makes a family. Now, hey, butt sex doesn't make a family. That ain't love. That ain't love. Butt sex doesn't make a family.
Well, that's all these parents that offer up their child as a victim / sacrifice to the cause can have their kids clearly marked.
Clearly marked. They're after your kids. They're after your kids. See, we have a dilemma, folks. Now, listen, I'm going to say this. We got a choice we got to make. And I don't know if it's a binary choice. That's a sexual term. Am I allowed to say that? It's not a binary choice. It's not an either or. But we're going to have to. Is Mike Heath in here? Listen, folks. We're going to have to make a decision whether we're going to try to get the homos saved or save our children. So I'm going to say it again. Are we going to get those deviants saved? Or are we going to save our children?
Well, Coach, it's two different missions, aren't they? Because
they are two different, right? They are two different missions, right?
Yeah, because we have to save the children. Absolutely.
We have to save the children before we. I hope that the deviants get saved in the meantime.
Coach, we need to stand up and be like men, stand in the end, or bend over and take it in the rear end. One or the other.
So Dale, why aren't we?
Because we're not bending over, brother.
I told you, Coach, because most people, well, they don't like conflict. They like victory, but they don't like conflict.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Well,
yes.
Hey, Coach. Hit them at their front door yet. Their front door.
Hey, Coach.
Go ahead.
They stumble. Yes. The majority of the church in America is still stumbling around in gross darkness, and only the true salt and light can see this gross darkness. The rest of them are blind to it.
I believe so. The scripture says that the Lord himself would send a strong delusion if they would believe the lie. I'm not done there. Okay, stay right with me. I came loaded for bear today, even though I'm in New York. So
Jeremiah says, my prophets prophesy falsely, the priests rule on their own accord, and my people love it so.
So we need to go after the pastors. That's what I think. We need to go after the pastors. Hey, Jared, click on Delaware Drag Queen. Oh, feedback. Delaware Drag. Now, somebody did some research. Here's a little video, or here's some pictures from the Facebook page of the one who's going to go talk to the kiddos there in Delaware, right? Somebody dug this up. Remember what he said? It's not about sex. It's not this training. It's not about sex. It's about putting on makeup, and it's about all these other things. But it's not. No, I'm going to come in dressed as a woman and have makeup all over me. Are you kidding me, Jared? I hate it when that happens. Oh, well. Okay, so I sent Jared a link, and it's not opening up. And you won't find it, Jared, because somebody had done some special research on it to find pictures of this guy who just wants to teach makeup. Just wants to teach makeup to the kids. That's all. Just wants to teach him some makeup.
Is that James Charles?
So we can't. I don't know who it is. I don't even care about that. I want to know what. Somebody tell me what the hell's wrong with us. What is wrong with us?
Coach,
now I can't find this. Yes.
What we need to do is, I was discussing this with some people in the queue before. Seminaries. That's where we need. That's where we need to make our presence felt. Because that's where everything happens. That's where the priests. That's where our pastors go to learn the trade. And that's where they're learning it wrong.
That's long term, Vinny. That's long term. That one. That's generational, and it's good. But it ain't gonna change anything today.
It's not gonna change anything now. But we need to do that
long term. Hey, Jared, pull up Margaret Sanger quotes for me real quick here. Margaret Sanger quotes. I got so much stuff today.
You know, Coach, let me just something dropped in my spirit by the Lord here for you to encourage you. And I know your battle cry is to call after these pastors, but Jesus' words says, if the salt loses its saltiness, then what is it good for? And I'm thinking, can salt be made salt again? And the Lord said, he said, no. He said, but you'll have to go mine for other salt. In other words, brother, you're not going to find them there. You're going to have to go what you have found with these other men, brother. These were rock salts hewn in the cliffs that you hewn out. That's what you need to go for.
See, what you're saying is recruit more pastors that start their own churches and that they basically then steal these other people will flock to these guys then and leave those ones saltless preachers out in the cold, right? Something like that.
Amen. Okay,
so let me stop right there. I love every one of you. But I'm going to say this. I've been on 3.5 years. Some of you have been with us from the get-go. Got any downline yet? You got anybody around you yet? Have you recruited anybody yet? 3.5 years? Anybody? Why is Chad the only one trying to do stuff? Bobby Lee, Denny Bryan, there's others. I'm going to forget people. If we just sit around and come on the show every morning, we just gripe and moan. We ain't no better than anybody else. We're no better than the pastors. Who have you ticked off lately? Who have you? I was amazed when we went to Chappaqua, New York, the number of people who were closet Christians. Couldn't believe we were there. They were so excited. Somebody's finally out in the streets waking people up. Said, well, hell, what the hell's wrong with you? Look, you can't do it? Oh, I can't do it here. Why, they won't shop at my shop. They won't play with my children. Really? Brave old warrior, you. Brave old warrior. So this is how bad it's permeated us. This is something we're going to have to deal with. Jared, I told you one thing. Let me go back to another one real quick, Jared. Jared, go to is Trump compromised? I'm going to show you something, man. Does anybody know what percentage of the population is sexual deviant? Do we have a firm number on that? They say 3%, 10%, 20%. They just make up numbers. Does anybody know what percentage it would be? Somebody give me a good number of a sexual perverts. Can we settle on, how about if I make one up? How about we settle on 10? 10. Let's settle on 10. Now I'm going to show you how stupid that is. Let's settle on 12. Let's say that 12% of the American population are sexual deviants, LGBTQRSTUVers. 12%, let's say that. That's the same percentage of people in America who are black. Do you think there's as many perverts as there are blacks? You know the answer to that, don't you?
Easy.
So they lie and they tell us, right? Oh, there's 12% of the population. I'll say, so where are all those homosexuals living then? Where are those homosexual neighborhoods? Like all of Columbus, Ohio, the inner city is all black. So that should mean that all of the inner city of some cities should be all homos then. Right? Shouldn't it be if it's the same? You get the numbers. So yes, hurry up.
Okay, yeah, of course. If you think about all the surveillance we have, right? How come they can't catch all the perverts? It's because all the perverts are the people doing the surveillance.
Because they're not going to catch themselves. That's why. They're not going to catch themselves.
They have infiltrated and taken over while we have done nothing, right? So I'm going to show you a video here. Of this is an issue that we're going to have to, somebody, sometime, somewhere along the line, we're going to have to confront Donald Trump over homo. Folks, homo ain't Christian. Homo ain't conservative. And the point I'm asking you is how could 3% or 4%, they're taking over our libraries. They're taking over every aspect of it. And now men who put their penis in the rear end of another man are now being called normal in the White House. Now, I wonder if that presidential prayer team that gathers around Donald Trump, I wonder if they're talking to him more about Israel or butt sex. Which one do you think they're talking to President Trump the most about? We've got to make sure we love and protect Israel and also love and protect those who engage in sexual deviant practices. play that 2 minute clip real quick, Jared, before I make any more enemies than I have to. Is he with us? See, I ain't in Donald Trump's corner when he's wrong. I'm not with him. Go ahead, Jared, play this. This is true news.
Well, we're gonna make you mad on this one.
Oh boy, I don't even have to say much. I want to show you something I saw today on the Trump campaign store, their website store. Now, this is what you're going to see is directly from the online store of the Trump campaign. I just want you to see this T-shirt, because they're encouraging you to buy an LGBT T-shirt. There it is. Folks, that's the Trump campaign right there.
This is from the campaign website.
Trump Pride Tee. The Trump campaign is selling LGBT Trump. And they're encouraging you to wear your LGBT T-shirt, showing your support for Donald.
That's enough, Jared. Listen, folks, listen, I'm just in one of those moods today, and I'm just going to say it. Who do we have more to fear from in the destruction of America? Muslims?
God.
The Muslims or the homosexual mafia? Because the homosexual mafia has sidled its way right into the White House. And those of us who still have some sense of right and wrong don't have any trouble with it. And somehow, somewhere, some way along the line, we've got to let the president know we ain't okay with it. We have got to declare war on diversity, because diversity is nothing more than another name for deviant sexual behavior acceptance. That's all. Boy, I'm on a roll today. I'm going to sit back. Come on in here. Where's Mike? Mike's
well, Dave, right? I was just going to say that, look, it's not just they've gotten into the Trump campaign or the Trump administration, okay? Look, they've infiltrated nearly every part of the American society, and they are in positions of influence throughout the whole entire spectrum of the workforce. And they are imposing their will due to their positions upon everybody else. So you go along to get along, or you don't get employed, or you're going to have a hard time at this job. And you can't file a complaint against them because you got legislation saying that it's a hate crime to hate against them. Amen.
Amen, brother. That's right. Now, listen, who's wielding the power? Who's getting legislation passed? Is there legislation in going through Congress right now to protect churches or to protect homos? That law's going to pass the House, you know.
The coach?
It's going to pass. Where's the church? Where is the church? Yeah, Jeff.
Well, H.R. 5 passed the House of Representatives. It passed the Senate.
What is H.R. 5, Jeff?
That's the Equality Act.
Where would 3% of the population get the power to do this, folks? Where would they get the power to do this? We can't even save babies. We can't even save babies who've been born alive. And we got 3% of the population. The Equality Act? Are you kidding me? We can't save babies. We get the state to pass heartbeat laws and a judge strikes it down. Why? Because they know we ain't gonna do a damn thing about it.
Hey, Coach, it's Kathy. Can I say something about those churches?
Please do.
You've had another hot point with me this morning. I have tried over the past couple of years and gone to various churches where I've lived in different parts of Tennessee. The biggest churches, the best preachers, another sore point with me, you're right there, is you can't get past the gatekeepers. You can't get to the big mega church preachers. And you can sit there and listen to somebody you think is the best preacher, go visit them a few times, and they say one thing, but you try to get to that preacher, and he does not know you. He will not talk to you no matter what he says. Whether, you know, we were trying to talk about a Christian movie, but then also about the censorship and the political activism. And these $50 million buildings, there's one right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that have three auditoriums and the smoke and the songs and the visuals. They will not talk to you. When you want to get to the churches.
So who's going to hold them accountable? Is that, do we want, let's see. Maybe we can pass a law that will make pastors, can we get a law passed? Can we find 3% of the Christians who go get a law passed? Who's going to hold these guys accountable? Go ahead, Kathy, I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't know that you can hold them accountable. What frustrated me, and right now my world is falling apart, guys. I am facing things I can't even deal with. And I can't. This is huge. The battle we're in is huge. Our group and our fight over the years has destroyed us. But you can't get help from anybody from churches. It's not that the church body wouldn't help. They would. A lot of them would. On any project, you're talking about people fighting abortion, maybe going to these rallies, even helping with our Christian movie project, anything like that. But you can't get to them because the preacher will not allow it. They wouldn't even let us come in and show a youth group a trailer and talk to them about the project. They won't let you make an announcement. They won't let you put anything in the bulletin. If they had activist groups offered, just say, hey, we got this Sunday school class, this evening class, here's an activist group that's going to work against abortion, and just allow people to form that. But the church leadership blocks you.
So let me help you here. That's not the church. That's not the church. Folks, that's not the church. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. From such men turn away. They tell us Jesus accepts deviant sexual behavior. That Jesus accepts Islam. That Jesus accepts that you can come to church and be a practicing homosexual and everything's okay. You can come to church and you can shack up with a woman and everything's okay. You can come to church and you can be on your fifth marriage and everything is, folks, I'm just telling you, it's apostate. That's where we're at. Look at that pretty thing. Look at this pretty thing. Just walked in here. Boy, you look cute this morning. That's my wife. I'm allowed to say that. Okay, I'm not making light of anybody. I'm not making light of anybody's problems. God knows we all have a lot of problems. Lord knows we do.
Hey, and, Coach.
And hang on just a second, Vic. You know, I tried to get the Oath Keepers. I tried to get the Oath Keepers to help us. No, they can't do that. They got other stuff going on. We don't play together. There's disunity and disharmony within the body of Christ. It's awful. Go ahead, Vic.
What did we witness in Chappaqua, Coach? What did Randy do that was actually like a marker for everybody to visit? What Randy did, he used the Holy Spirit, the obedience to the Holy Spirit, to go ahead and slaughter and to break down that threshold that Hillary had down there, and she felt it. And I believe that the answer is in the Holy Spirit. Can't be nowhere else. I'm going to tell you one thing. The difference between these people that are asleep and us is that we're bathed in the blood of the Lamb. And that is what's keeping that weapon of mass deception that's out there that was revealed yesterday or whenever it's been revealed. We know that they're asleep and they're kept asleep. Because between the media and the churches and the pastors, they want to keep their flocks isolated from the Word
of
God.
Okay, Vic. I understand that, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Let me get adjusted here. Your Holy Spirit's hitting me. I don't know how many people watch this show. I have no idea. Is it 20? Is it 50? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? Is it many thousand? I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. You're watching this show because you know something's wrong. And I ain't never met most of you. Most of you are who are pointing your finger right now at the church, and the church won't do anything. You're in this queue 5 days a week, and I ain't seen your hind end nowhere. And if those of us who are in the queue are awake and understand, and we don't show up, how do you expect your sissy-jeaned, tight-jeaned, moose-haired pastor to get it? I'm just telling you the truth. I ain't seen most of you. I ain't seen most of you. People say, well, Coach, you sure are, you're always patting Mark Trump on the back. Yeah, I see Mark Trump a lot. Coach, you're always saying nice things about Victor. Yeah, I see Victor a lot. Yeah. Some of you, I look on the screen right now, you're just a phone number. They're just a phone number. We call people to come to All Hands on Deck in Buckeye Lake, Ohio on June 14th. You ain't going to show. Then you go criticize your pastor because he isn't doing anything. Then what are you doing? And here I am. I'm grabbing a flag, and I'm running up the hill, and I'm sticking it in the ground, and you guys are sitting. You can't wait for the show to come on tomorrow so you can clap about what I did. What are you doing? Why can't you come to Buckeye Lake, Ohio, June 14th? Why can't you come? Because most of you won't. You're not going to come. You're no different than the people sitting in the pew. You just watch a show. You just talk like you're active. You're just awake, say, boy, somebody ought to do something. As long as it isn't you. Hey, Vic, I'm looking for someone else. Someone else. Boy, maybe if I tell my pastor, maybe he'll do something. Are you doing it? No, I'm not me. What would I do? That's right. What would you do? Come to Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Come to Chappaqua. You don't even do that. Any friends left out there?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. I wouldn't know most of you came up and knocked on my door. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Coach, that statement you made a few minutes ago about Islam or the LGBTQ movement, brother, Islam has jumped on board with them. And over where they're from in the Middle East, they'll destroy them. They'll kill them. They'll throw them out of buildings, hang them from cranes. But they're jumping on that bandwagon here along with abortion because they see how much more powerful of a movement that it really is, Coach. And you hit the nail on the head. Trump, somebody needs to get Trump's ear because all those preachers around him definitely ain't telling the truth, brother. It's the spirit of Antichrist. The Bible says, and just Lot was vexed by their conversations daily. And that's what's happening, Coach. We are vexed by Satan's alphabet. Satan's alphabet has vexed us daily, Coach.
But I agree with you, Alan. I agree with you. But I'm going to say it again. The people that are listening to this show, they don't even show up. They don't even show up. And they gripe and moan that the pastors aren't doing anything. Well, what are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. Hey, listen, they're going to, coach, they're going to have another transgender guy read in the library. What should we do, coach?
Hey, coach, let me encourage you. You know this better than anybody on this show right now. If you take over a high school football team that really sucks, it takes you 3 years before you start turning him around, Coach. You're right there at the precipice of this thing. You just hang on. It's coming. The tidal wave's coming, bro.
I know. Listen. I love every one of you. No, I don't. That's a lie. I don't know some of you. I'm challenging you. Some of you are mad right now, sucking on your thumb. Listen, I get more excuses from people on why they can't. Oh, I'd love to. I just can't, really. Really? And then it isn't very important to you. Then stop griping and moaning about it. If you can't. Bob and Tammy Evans, they drove from Lisbon, Ohio to come out there. Brought Judd with them. Mattered to them. Mattered enough to them. Dan Butkowski drove all the way from Fargo, North Dakota. You heard me right? Fargo, North Dakota. Some of you folks are 3 hours away from Chappaqua. You didn't come. You didn't come. Criticize the pastors because they won't do anything. You didn't come.
No, hey, Coach. I've been coming for the last 2 years. I'm using what examples that was shown to me and being effective out here in Nevada. Okay. Yep. And I'm going to say, I told my wife, if Trump signs that bill, if it gets to that level and he signs it, I told my wife, I'm going to jail. And she said, yes, you will go to jail.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to go, but somebody's going to have to.
Look, going to jail is not the only option. Okay.
That's right.
There's not the only option. All right. But I just want to say, Dave, look, I'm hosting something this weekend down here in Texas. And if you want to plug in, you want to get going, you want to know what it's like, we invite you to come around. So Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, whatever. Okay. And if you're not here, you're on the West Coast, Tim's got one coming at the end of the month in Oregon. So we got stuff that you can go to locally where you are, plug in where you are locally.
Chad, my grandson's got a softball game.
He'll understand.
It's priorities, man. Our priorities are out of whack.
Our priorities must be our kids.
See, we're in war, but we're not at war. We see how bad it is, but we don't really. We don't act like it's that bad. But hey, let me tell you something. It's that bad.
Yeah.
It's that. However bad you think it is, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
And most of you, I'm sorry. You don't come to the battle and you don't fund the battle. You talk about the battle, but you don't get involved. Why aren't you involved? Why would you get in your car and drive? Why would you do that? Why don't you come and spend one day with us at Buckeye Lake, Ohio? Say, oh, golly, Coach, that's 5 hours. Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Coach, some people think they can clock in and out of this war. That's the problem.
No, they're not clocking in. They're analyzing it. They're watching it. They think it's a YouTube video. And meanwhile, the President of the United States is selling homo shirts on his website.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
You know what? People ought to just even find some small things in their own community to go do. I got one coming up here next week. It's not big, but it's going to be big for the future of our kids. They're wanting to bring the beer garden into the Knox County Fair. So I've already contacted some pastors, and I'm going next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to march in there. And when I ran for commissioner, I told them these are the things we ought to do. Well, I went to the commissioner's office already and addressed all them. And now I'm going to get on. I'm calling every church in Knox County. They put their phone numbers out there. And I've got some people ready to go. But do pick something small like that and go raise a stir. And there's where you'll find some downline. So I'm hoping to find some guys out of that. I'll write letters to the editor. I'll put my big sign out in front of the car lot. I'll do whatever I got to do to raise awareness on this.
Just grab a sign, Jeff.
It's not about numbers. It's not about numbers. It's about impact. Have an impact in your community. Be a force to be reckoned with. You can do it. You can do it.
Amen.
Go, right where you are.
Serge, just go grab a sign and stand in the city park, right? Serge, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. I was just going to say that. I've been by myself, and I live close to Buffalo in New York, and I can't find anybody. I mean, I go by myself. I stand on the corner. I show my sign. I wear my colors, my hat. Everything. I do what I can. And sometimes I get recognized, sometimes I don't. But, Coach, I just want to let you know this show is – the whole show is a mic drop because I thought, you know, when I first got there at Hillary's, I was excited, but I was expecting a lot more people. I really was. And I thank God for everybody that showed up. I know that everyone there is going to get a crown for showing up. But I was disappointed. I didn't let anybody know, but I was expecting hundreds of people. I really was. And we got to get our ass in gear. People have to wake up.
Amen, Serge. Hey, listen, Serge, I hear you, man. I appreciate your heart. I'm going to keep fighting no matter what the hell. I could be on a boat in Buckeye Lake, Ohio right now, enjoying my grandkids. And I'm in Long Island, New York. I'm not a hero. I'm just not going to bitch and not do anything. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to put feed to my faith. Quit griping about your pastor till you do something to get involved. God bless you. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.